Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know it. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Friday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you look at what day of the week it is, it's a very special day of the week on this show. And it means even more on this day than it does even on other days, because normally during the off season we promote and we have fun with this and people are like, well, why are you making this the theme of the day when it's not even that time of the year? But it is officially that time of the year, which makes it the first official Football Friday of the NFL season. Yeah.
Friday night is a football Friday.
Football Friday.
Suck them. Rock them.
Yeah.
Put it on their head.
Cuban coffee. It is a Football Friday here. We got a live studio audience here. They are all excited about it as we clap away. We clap away here. Yeah.
I heard one person clapping.
Big time. Okay. Yeah, you know, just you know, sure it's the mic setup.
It was comparable to Rams fan base last night.
Oh man, that is how dare you! By the way, I did have some boots on the ground at the game last night.
Okay.
Some interesting notes from the game. Former producer here at Fox Sports Radio, Eric Roberts. He basically looks like
E-Rob.
Yeah, looks like Justin Tucker's stunt double. He was at the game because he is a diehard Bills fan, and he mentioned a couple of things. Number one, it was hot as hell inside the place, which is weird because I know it's not really a dome, but I had to have
that AC off, bro. But go ahead.
Yeah, but he was saying that it was like over the top hot. Like everyone was complaining. Like a lot of the fans are like, it is really, really hot here. Like people were sweating. Like it was that bad. And it's been really hot in Southern California.
Yeah. There's elements, you know, you're. It's,
Okay,
but this is like how many billions of dollars, and you don't have some sort of an AC system or
we're going through a heat wave. Hello,
no airflow, no
Turn
nothing.
Turn your AC off.
That's true.
From 4 to 9.
That is.
Why
true.
Is that not different for SoFi?
That is true. All right, okay. So fair point. So there was that. Also,
You know what else? Before you go any further,
what's that?
From what I hear, rumor has it. That OJ was up in
he was
with some Air Force Ones on, some Bills Air Force Ones with the 32 on it on.
Brady, did you see that?
Those things are killer, man. Yeah.
See, oh my man. God.
The killer kicks. It's too soon. That's
it
way
is.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
Way too soon.
What a
soon.
Class act. But yeah, so
I heard
OJ,
they were killer.
He's unbelievable.
OJ did it.
He's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So there was that. Also, sad news to report from the game, according to our buddy Eric Roberts, former producer here at Fox Sports Radio, still a part of the iHeart family, by the way. He said that there were no bildos thrown on the field, but there was a streaker, and he did have a flare
like
with him.
A canister or something.
Yeah.
Like canister.
Maybe it was like a gender reveal thing or something.
It was
maybe.
Animal protest.
Was it an animal protest?
It was animal protest.
Really?
Yeah. I actually had that for the BQ News, but we can talk about it now. Yeah, it was actually animal activists.
I mean, whatever happened.
They are the. I believe in, you know, equal rights in terms of in the animal kingdom for animals as it applies to animals, but. Yeah, they are the worst, though. I'm sorry. They go over the top.
Whatever happened to the good old days, like in an NBA game where people would glue themselves to the floor for animal
yeah.
rights? You know, like
that. A gender reveal would have been way doper.
Yeah.
Because he was going to the clink after that. So, you know, gender reveal would have been way better.
I got news for you. Every time one of these animal rights activists or PETA open their mouths, all it makes me want to do is eat a ribeye with turkey as the bun. Right in front of them.
Jeez.
Like that's all it makes me want to do.
Dear God, it's good.
It is. There's no lies being told there. That bothers me when they got to speak up like this. They ruin the whole thing. And there were people wearing O.J. Simpson jerseys from some of the pictures that were sent to me. So there's like literally fans walking around with Bills O.J. Simpson jerseys. So Bills Mafia definitely showed up, and I think that's why. It's weird.
Can I pose this question though?
It's
like
weird.
So these two women who are the animal rights activists.
Yeah.
Like what do you think they tell the parents they do for a job? I mean, I'm wondering,
point.
Like, I mean, because we've had a number of these now. Like, you mentioned, the Timberwolves game where the
yeah.
lady tried to glue herself to the floor.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
Joey
times.
Chestnut had to put someone in an arm bar during a hot dog eating contest.
Yep.
I'm kind of wondering, like, what do they tell their parents? Are they like, yeah, I'm actually an accountant, but, you know, in my free time, I like to go and run with a flare across an NFL game that's kicking off the season.
I want to know. I want to pull these people into an interrogation room, and I want to look them square in the eye, and I want to say, hey, you answer me this honestly right now, okay?
Have you had bacon?
Yeah, exactly. You've never had, like, beef jerky because you're doing a long road trip and you stop at a gas station, that's all they got? Or you never had beef jerky? You never had a chicken nugget? You've never had a buffalo wing? None of that is ever, like, you've just skipped through all, like, Bako bits on your salad? You never had any of that stuff before? These people are so full of crap, man. They're so full of it.
No, they're not full of crap. They're full of plants.
Yeah.
Plant-based.
Yeah. Which makes them, you know, probably regular. I mean, they are
regular.
Yeah,
fiber.
Yeah.
You know,
very
fruits.
Regular.
They eat fruits.
So do you guys want to hear Sean McVay had, he talked about Matt Stafford's interceptions. And listen. Loves his quarterback. All right. If you don't think so, here was the Rams head coach afterwards.
I love Matthew Stafford. There was a couple unfortunate balls that get tipped up, but, you know, those are some of those things. I know he's going to continue to compete. Love Matthew. And, you know, we're going to keep riding.
All right. So, because I thought he didn't play
his arm
all that
looked
great.
A little weak to me, guys.
I thought he didn't play all that well, but. you know, apparently not, Brady.
His
I mean, apparently, well, all is good here. Three picks, you know, we're good.
There was a couple throws. I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's Russ. That's, you know, him trying to get on the same page. Like, maybe it was Allen Robinson, who's obviously new to the team this year. It seems like they hadn't really connected yet. But whatever elbow issues he's been dealing with, it looked like it's playing a role in a little bit of last night's performance. I mean, there was an out route to the right he threw that was an interception, which, you know, look, for a right-handed quarterback, typically outbreaking routes to the right are ones that even if you don't set your body properly, you can adjust your arm and still make an accurate throw. That thing was well behind the intended receiver and got picked off. And I was like, man, that was to the left. Like, I get it because, you know, your body's closed, so it's harder to adjust with just your arm across your body to then make that throw. So you sometimes see guys throw a little behind to their left if they're right-handed. But that throw, like, where what he's – I mean, he's thrown for over 50,000 yards. He's the 12th quarterback to do so. Like, that's a throw he can make in his sleep. So that was one that really caught my attention and kind of thought, all right, like, I need to go back through and comb through this film because there's something off right now as far as, you know, either his mechanics or in his elbow and that issue that they're trying to gloss over.
Does it get better? Something like that, knowing that the
I don't know what it is. So it's hard to know if it will or won't. I mean, hopefully the chemistry with Allen Robinson will get better the more they play together.
Yeah, but his health is that's the probably going to be the biggest question that's being asked the rest of the way. I agree with you on that, Q. He looked weak. His arm looked weak. It didn't have that Matthew Stafford pop to it.
Yeah.
And the type of pop
that, like, knocks the photographer off a stage.
Great,
you know?
Point.
Great point.
Yep. You know, he hit that out route.
Yep.
Can't confirm that. I mean,
it was actually a down and out.
I mean, she showed up to take pictures of a Super Bowl ceremony and a parade and ended up looking like Martin Sheen off The Departed. I mean, just you know, right off the
goodbye.
He gone. It's just not great. But so Adam Schefter sent this tweet out yesterday, and look, I'm a little skeptical on the whole, whatever Sean McVay is telling us about Matt Stafford and his elbow or his whatever's going on with him. Because remember, he came out and he said, well, you know, there's some, you know, like some stuff that they deal with. It's more like what a pitcher would deal with. And, you know, we're talking like Tommy John stuff was thrown out there that they're talking about this elbow, and he didn't really have an answer for it. And then all of a sudden people started discussing it more and more, and there was some concern. And then McVay went out of his way multiple times after that to say, oh, no, there's no concern, and we are good to go, and he's full go, and he should be ready to rock, and everything's fine. And then Schefter comes out the morning of the first game of the season and says that Stafford underwent an off-season elbow procedure to deal with the pain he experienced last season to help prepare for this season. Despite the questions about his elbow, Stafford is now said to feel better today than he did this time last year. I don't know about you guys, but he didn't look like this last year. So if this is something, and it's not that he played great all the way through, but it did look like there was something else going on. And the more that they try and tell you a different side of the story or spin it in one way or the other, the more skeptical I get that this is going to be something that he's not going to have to deal with the entire year. Just feels a little off to me.
Do you guys get the sense that this season could be just burning crash and flames for the LA Rams?
Yes.
I'm not going to go there yet. But I mean, it certainly didn't look good.
I had the feeling of that last night, though. Like, I picked them to win the NFC West. And I was like, oh, no. Uh-oh. That's not good.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm one game in, and I don't think the Rams – and I had them making the playoffs. I had them being a wild card team. Like, if Trey Lance is – solid. Not great, but just solid. I would take the 49ers to finish ahead of them in that division right now. Not Seattle, but I would take San Fran to finish ahead of them.
You haven't even seen them play yet.
I know, but if they do play, and here's the best part. If Trey Lance goes out and struggles on Sunday, I'll go back on that on Monday, and there's nobody here that will be sober enough listening to this program Monday after the first Sunday of games that they'll be completely thrown off by whatever my take is on Monday, and that way they'll forget all about Friday.
Because Classic Jonah Knox.
It's what we do here. All right.
I'm not jumping ship on LA yet. I still think they're going to win the West. I just think that it's going to not be like it was last year. Honestly, like that the whole thing about the biggest indictment last night was you're a team that's known for paying and overpaying to get guys so that you can win, and the one guy that impacted the game the most out of anyone was a Los Angeles Rams the year before, and now is a Buffalo Bill. I just, you know, and there were a lot of questions about his health and how much does Von Miller have left, but I didn't realize how much of a deficit it would create for the Rams not having Von. And, you know, the thing about him, just super quick, it's kind of interesting because I break guys down, especially pass rushers and linebackers. He is so deliberate in the way that he moves. It doesn't even look like and efficient. It doesn't even look like he's moving quick or fast. It just looks like kind of like it's almost casual the way he moves. But it is so effective. You know who else was used to look like they weren't moving fast at all but was always super effective was Brian Cox. It kind of has like that feeling like how does Brian Cox execute a swim move on this, and you know he's going to swim move you to the inside. You know he's going to get you, and he's able to do it every time. Von Miller had an outstanding game, and it seemed this became super evident to me, if it didn't even become evident to me when he was in Denver. Von Miller makes everyone around him better, and it kind of made me feel like Aaron Donald is one of the most, maybe the most impressive dominant player in the game right now, especially on defense. And I think he is that type of a presence and impact player that makes guys better as well. But Von Miller makes everyone around him better. And I just wonder how much of that did they miss in that game? And how much of an indictment was that for the Rams that you could see it play out in the first game of the season? I thought that was pretty interesting.
I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that Von Miller had played his entire career with the Rams. I mean, I thought he only played like 8 games or so.
Right.
But they made it out to be like this was, oh, my first time back. Dude, he's not playing the Broncos. What are we talking about here? He had a half a season.
But they won a Super Bowl together, and I think that that's what kind of makes it kind of.
They did. You know, I mean, they did win Jones. A Super Bowl. Don't take that away from them.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen, hey, good for them.
I mean, I agree with you, Jonas. I mean, it wasn't long enough to be like, oh, like, wow. But they did win a Super Bowl together.
Yeah, this
they
is
did.
This
like,
is
do you we... think do you think Von actually owns property in L.A.? Or do you
no
think he
way.
Just rented when he was there?
No way. Right, you got to be a rental, right?
I would have thought.
Especially like the housing costs out here. Come on, there's got to be a rental.
Yeah, but it doesn't
But he's got
value.
Plenty of money now.
Yeah, he does. 6-year deal.
Don't lose value. I'll tell you that.
And 6-year deal. He's gonna. Look, by the time his career's over, so he's got a couple of Super Bowls now. Like, I wonder where he's gonna be on the sack listing. Like where he's gonna be, as far as I don't think he gets to obviously Bruce Smith, who's sitting at what 200 career sacks, but he's sitting at what 115 and a half now. Like he's gonna be venturing into all time great status as far as pass rushers go. And it's funny to think that he was John Elway's first pick when John Elway took over in Denver. Mm. Like, that's a good first pick to have. And then you think about Brock Osweiler and some of the other stuff afterwards. But again, who cares about all that? I think it's clear after one game, the Rams are the worst team in the NFL. I just think I want to be clear about that for our friends listening. On
how many games have been played so far?
One game. That's all we need. As of right now, we are not wrong.
Right.
They haven't won a
Fair
game.
Enough.
The Rams haven't won a game in months. All right. They have not won a game in months, and it's a real problem. But don't tell Sean McVay he's going to defend Matt Stafford at all turns. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up next here, we are going to hear from a superstar in the NFL. He's going to dance around some topics and some discussions that have been taking place because he has got a big-time matchup coming up this weekend in the National Football League, and it's yours right here next from the TireRack.com studios.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
LeVar.
I'm not doing it.
No, you got to see Sam try and throw the hooks up.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a T-Rex who just had Tommy John surgery.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound good at all.
Throw the hooks up.
I mean, you don't look good throwing the hooks up.
Come
on. Why
are
you going at Sam?
What are you talking about? Yeah, I throw them up.
No good.
They're up, man.
No good.
Brady, throw the hooks
down.
Up.
No, put your hooks down.
By the way, somebody please stand in the background of Brady Quinn at the game Texas-Alabama for Big Noon Kickoff.
Throw your hooks up.
If you throw the hooks up, they're going to get in trouble, right? It's not a... Not
why?
Well, LeVar said that only certain people can do that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Get the meat hooks off of me.
But I would love to see you do it, though. I mean, honestly, in one of those places.
I mean,
too.
It's not something that I do. So
yeah.
No, I would love to see Jonads do it. He loves throwing up the hooks. I want to see you do it at a Q convention.
I'm not going to.
You'll get packed out.
Is that how that goes?
Not going to.
By the way, people are getting a kick out of you sliding in Jonads whenever you do. They're really liking that. You're very crafty with it, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Well, I call you Stick.
That's your name, isn't it?
No, it's not. Not even close.
When do you choose to do it? Like, that's what I want to know. Because it's like keeps me on my toes when I listen for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you determine when you're going to do Jonads?
Well, it's your name. So when it comes out, it comes out.
It's so disrespectful, man. Just disrespect.
Know, I'm the hammer, you know.
You get the North Hills Hammer is a great name.
Right. There you go.
The Dublin
you're
Destroyer. But I'm Jonads.
Dublin Destroyer.
Yeah, you know. Dublin Destroyer, man. That's what you call it.
Sounds like I had a big lunch at Skyline Chili. And I'm just like sitting on the toilet destroying stuff.
Listen, I talked to Pat and Jake. They told me about your reputation in the weight room at Dublin Kaufman High, and that's why they called you the Dublin Destroyer.
What did it sound like when I was in the weight room?
Now I'm done.
Ha! Ha!
Now I'm done.
Supersets.
Hey, by the way, I will never be able to listen to Chris Collinsworth the same way ever again.
Well,
all I could do, I'm just sitting there like, golly, it's so funny because you sound just like, you kind of sound like him even when you're not trying to sound like him.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I've now become the method actor that I can't stand because without even realizing it, yeah, I got to tell you, like, it's not that far off from doing a Collinsworth. That
it's
pisses
really
me
dumb.
Off. Because it was supposed to be a great impression, but
he's wildly successful.
He is, yeah. And he's great at his job. And so now he's got Mike Tirico. Al Michaels is gone. It's crazy that those guys aren't doing games anymore together. Hmm. It's a bummer. You know, I did
appreciate how they didn't do the Chris Collinsworth slide like they just did a normal. You know.
Yeah, was that just like a tribute to Al Michaels? Like, it makes you wonder. Was that an inside joke that was going on there? It's kind of,
I don't know, maybe.
Because remember back when Jim Nance was working with Phil Simms, you know, when he was happy? When Jim Nance was working with Phil Simms, there was that rumor, and it was on video. I don't even know if it's a rumor. We can probably 99% sure.
You sound like Chris Collinsworth right now.
Well, Phil,
I didn't know if it was a rumor.
Phil Simms cut a fart in the booth, and there's video of it to where he's trying not to laugh, and Jim Nance on the broadcast catches wind of it, and just the look on his face, like it was like somebody, he was stunned, and Phil Simms was just laughing. You can find it on YouTube; it's great. So, hopefully, that doesn't happen with Collinsworth and Mike Tirico. All right, two pros and a cup of Joe. You want to hear Tom Brady have to answer whether or not this is going to be his final year as a quarterback in the NFL? This was Tom Brady talking with the media yesterday.
You're 45. You're not under contract for next year. Do the thoughts ever creep in, Tom? This might be my last time around. How do you keep those thoughts out of your head?
I think we're all getting one day older at a time. So, you know, we're all not sure whether we're going to be here next year or not. You know, if this is a reality for every player, every coach, every parent, you know, you just never know. So we should all take advantage of the opportunity that we have, which is the one we have in front of us now.
So good.
It's got to be the dumbest question ever, though. All due respect. The man is the, like, is he the oldest dude? I mean, outside of punters and kickers, you know, he's like the oldest dude to ever play. You know what I mean? Like, does it ever creep into your head that this is your last goal? It could be your – come on, man. He's old.
Every day. Every
right.
day.
Right.
Now,
like, come on, dude. Like, ask him a better question than that.
So George Blanda retired at the age of 48. All right. So he was a quarterback.
What year was that?
That was 1975.
Oh, okay. So, it's That was like, it feels like it was yesterday.
All right. Morton Anderson, 47. All right.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. Adam Vinatieri, 46.
Okay.
John Carney, 46. Yeah, these are a lot of kickers.
All
yeah,
kickers.
So he is the quarterback. Gary Anderson was 45. So Tom Brady, he's a quarterback doing it. And people just keep at. Why can't people just, if this is his final year, if it's not, why can't we just enjoy it? Just let's, he's got all this crap going on, stuff in his marriage, allegedly, all that stuff that's none of our business.
Hey,
why don't we just get ready for
Jonas,
the season and enjoy it? Yeah.
Maybe the next question is, you know, you're 45. Does it ever cross your mind that, you know, you're getting close to death? You know, like, do you ever think about that, the fact that, you know, does it cross your mind that, you know, you're going to die one day? Like,
it is weird,
right? I mean, come on, man. Like, is there anything less obvious? Like, I'm old. Like, if I play two more years, if I make three more years, you're still playing on borrowed time at this point. Like, what? I don't get that. Like, what type of story are you going to write based off of the response you get from that question? Like, where are you going with that? Whatever conclusion you're looking to draw, you could draw it without getting a response from Tom Brady about, does he think about if this is it? Like, hello.
If he sucked last year, I can understand people wanting to ask the question over and over again. Like, hey, man, how much longer are you going to do this? Like, Roethlisberger got asked that question for seemingly a couple of years before he finally walked away because he was struggling.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger also talked about it like 4 or 5
That's
years
true.
Before he retired that he contemplates it every offseason.
he was a willing participant in the retirement
talks.
It's
a little bit different. Yeah. Like, he's like, yeah, every offseason I contemplate retirement. I go play some golf, do some yoga, drink some beers, and think about retirement.
But if Brady's playing as well as he did last year, why? I want him to keep playing, dude. Keep going. Like, the league is better with him in it, and he's got his TV deal that's ready to rock. Second he walks away from the game, but he's got all this other stuff that he allegedly is going through, and he's got all these other things that are happening in his personal life. It's like everything for some reason we need to know about when it comes to him. I don't care whether or not this is his final year. At this point in time, the season's right around the corner. I just want to see him go out there and see if he can put together another MVP-type season, because there's a lot of people that thought he deserved the MVP over Aaron Rodgers last year. A lot of people felt that way with the way he played.
One of those reasons why he was ranked the number one overall player coming in this season.
You know? But, you know, could you imagine that, though? Somebody now just got an idea for the next media scrum, and they're going to ask him, based on LeVar's advice, hey, when do you think you're going to die, Tom? Like, when's that going to happen?
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that would be a way better question than, do you think that this is the end for your career, Tom? Is this your last season? What's that like? Do you think about that? Do you think, like, you have no contract for next year? Like, it runs out. Will you be playing next year? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'd much rather them ask, like, when do you think your checkout date will be from this, this life?
Yeah, it's very strange. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up, we are going to have another edition of the BQ News. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, this is a man who is going to brave the dreadful weather from reports that I've gotten from people inside the Fresno State alumni, the great Eddie Garcia, who will be on hand with a tri-tip sandwich and a do-rag on to try and keep the sweat out of his eyes. Eddie, how many tri-tips are we going with, and what's the weather going to be like at Fresno State's game?
Well, just one, which will be plenty, tri-tip sandwich. And I checked. I was telling Iowa Sam this. We were talking a little college football earlier. I looked at all of the weather reports for kickoffs of all of the college games. The only one in the 90s will be 7:30 p.m. Fresno, California. I will be there, as you say, sweating my whatever.
Oh yeah, I'm. It's going to be 95 degrees at kickoff.
That's what they say.
Ooh. Yikes.
Hopefully the Oregon State Beavers are not excited about that as well. So
yeah, that's a bummer. Oh. Well, that'll be fun. Now, what do you wash the tri-tip down with? You had a drink of choice there? You got anything?
Pacifico.
Yeah. What? I don't know. You're not really going to be boozing at the game, are you?
Boozing? No.
Okay.
I mean, I might have beverage, but
Pacifico.
I don't think I'm going to get too liquored up to be out there melting in the sun. Although I don't know, maybe it'll help. What do you have any advice on that, Jonas? When it's been like oppressively hot, have you gotten it on there?
Here's what I would say: don't get a beer in a plastic cup. If they have the aluminum cans or the aluminum bottles, go that route because they're going to stay colder longer. You get it in the cup, So put the hooks up, LeVar, on that.
Koozies are important as well.
Koozie.
Can you sneak a koozie into the Fresno State game? Put around
do
the
you
can?
Do you have to sneak one in?
I don't know.
You just put it in your back pocket.
Can't
you just walk in with it?
I don't know how it works. I don't know what it's like there in Fresno.
But I don't know that they sell you a can to use a koozie, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
some tips,
All right. Thank you for the advice. Whatever. Put some ice cubes down my shorts probably as well if I have to. I mean, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Metal bleachers there as well.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, good luck in pregame.
No. Anyway, we'll handle it. We'll hopefully come out with a victory and all will be well.
Yeah.
But let's speaking of victories, how about the NFL season opener last night in Los Angeles? The defending Super Bowl champs taking on a team that many feel is going to win the Super Bowl this year. Who knows? Maybe this is a Super Bowl preview. But Buffalo gets the better of the second half against the Rams. It was tied 10-10 at the break, but then 21-0 in the second half for Buffalo in the 31-10 victory. Josh Allen, big game for the Bills. 4 touchdowns, 3 through the air, 1 on the ground, 293 yards passing. He did have a couple of interceptions, but also led the team in rushing with 56 yards. And the defense coming through for the Bills as well. They sacked L.A. quarterback Matthew Stafford 7 times. 2 came from Von Miller, the former Ram, and they picked off Stafford 3 times as well as the Bills again win the NFL season opener. Some injury news from the NFL. 49ers star tight end George Kittle missed practice Thursday with a groin injury. Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard out of practice with an ankle injury, and both are doubtful for the season openers. 49ers play in Chicago, Packers in Minnesota. In baseball, the Twins beat the Yankees 4-3, while the White Sox cruise to a 14-2 win over the A's, so Minnesota and Chicago both are a game and a half back of idle Cleveland in the race for first in the AL Central. Phillies lose to the Marlins 6-5. Philadelphia right now holding on to the final wildcard spot in the National League, while the Brewers sweep a doubleheader from the Giants by scores of 2-1 and 4-2. Milwaukee now 2.5 back of Philadelphia for that last wildcard spot in the National League. Now back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox in the TireRack.com studios.
Thanks, Eddie. Two pros and a cup of joe here on FSR. Coming up next, it's time to put a bow on this bad boy. It's the BQ News, and it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ah. Dum 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 dum.
Ah.
Come dum 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 dum.
Mm. Yeah, Sticks. Dum dum
dum. Give me that funky stuff. Yeah.
That is funky.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them up.
That's the original. I thought that was Eric being Rakim.
That's that Friday funk, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Hooks up.
What?
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. If you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we go off the air. We're going to be back on the air coming up Monday, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific. A full recap of the busy Sunday in the NFL. Plus, we'll get some stories from the road as the Big Noon Boys are in Austin, Texas for Alabama and Texas here on Saturday. But right now, it is time for the grand finale. It's time for this.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay!
Luka Doncic, everyone knows who that is,
yep.
Right? The Dallas Mavericks star. Well, he's in a legal battle with his mom over controlling his trademark. Yeah, Luka Doncic 7, the trademark, which has been controlled by his mom. She's refused to give it up, and Doncic actually confirmed to Mark Stein that he filed a petition with the United States Patent and Trademark Office canceling it. Again, he did give permission to his mom a few years ago, but he's been trying to convince her to give it up. He's trying to control more of his branding, his business affairs on his own. Unfortunately, his mom is not allowing him to at this point.
Wow.
Whenever I see these stories of like athletes or celebrities who get into these legal battles over finances with their parents, it really gets me depressed. Like that's just terrible because there's no, like, is there ever a happy ending in any of that stuff to where like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, upon further review, you know, we're just butting heads a little bit, but we're all good now. Like once somebody that close to you shows that side of themselves, for me, it's hard to go back on that.
I'm with you. I feel bad. I feel bad, obviously, for Luka having to deal with this. Look, Mama always, you know, that knows best, or at least think they do. So it's tough, you know, to when you have to actually say, hey, like, I got this. I can handle this moving forward. I don't need your help in this regard. But, yeah, some moms it's easier to, you know, separate from in that regard than others.
But there's a lot of people who are a big fan of Luka's mom. Big fans.
Are you speaking for what? Yourself? Then?
No. I'm just saying when she appeared at the draft, when he got drafted, she came on the screen and was trending for a little while. A lot of people, fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fans.
That's the sort of hard-hitting stuff you're into, Jonas. So hey, I appreciate you bringing that up.
It's called journalism, you know? It's what I do here.
it's today's journalism. Yeah,
it certainly is. Click this. You know, that's how it goes.
All right. How about this? You know, if you're listening out there, you live in a condo, be careful of your condo association president. We've got one in Florida who's allegedly hiding spy cameras and got caught in the guest room flower pot, but also a number of other condos in which he resides over as the president.
Yeah, you know, I've had to deal with HOA people and condo association people. You know what? They are up there on the list of worst people ever.
hold on.
They are some of the worst control freaks ever in life. Get a life. Like, get a life. Well, if people are minding their business,
I know where you're going, Jonas. I already know.
I just didn't know, LeVar. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but Brady Quinn was HOA president for a short time.
And you know what? Get a life.
2 years.
Get a freaking life.
Yeah.
If you were one of them overbearing, detail-oriented dudes.
LeVar is one of those guys who doesn't know the whole story, so he's going to speak without actually being educated on what happened. Okay. I walked into a meeting late. And I had all these people look at me and they go, hey, we need a new president. So-and-so wants to step down. They want to travel more and they're in retirement, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I don't have time for this. They're like, no. We'll have people to give you help. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I literally moved. Probably 50% of the decision was just because in the bylaws, you obviously, in order to remain HOA president, you have to live there. So part of the motivation to move was the fact that I don't have to be the HOA president anymore. All right. Is the most thankless job. You got people like LeVar who are complaining about stuff. They have no idea what they're talking about. And then you got to deal with that.
Yep.
And so honestly, like, I had to meet with the city all the time, all these other civic associations, all sorts of other things that were going on. I can tell you this much, though. I never walked into anyone's house and try to put up a spy camera, though. That's for sure.
Hey, by the way.
Hey, you know what's funny? Hold up. You know what's funny is when I said it, I knew 100% that Q had been HOA or condo president of the association.
I can't tell you, just so we're clear on that. I would get emails all the time and people yelling at me, and I'm like, I did nothing wrong. Like, they'd be upset about like a homeless issue at their business, like, which is not even an HOA issue. And I'd be getting emails from this lady about it. I'm like, ma'am, I can't help you. Call the city. I don't know what to do for you.
Here is the best part. So we gave Brady the nickname the HOA Constrictor.
The HOA Constrictor.
Yes, we called him the HOA Constrictor. And I didn't think there was actually like he had anything to. It was just by title only. And I remember I talked to you one day and you were annoyed. And I said, what's the problem? You're like, I'm getting emails about underground power lines. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
We had to have a vote.
We passed this whole undergrounding. It was a thing. And I was like, all right, that's something I never want to do again.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Hey, the last thing I just sent you guys in the group chat, a photo. A woman claims she was arrested at an airport for being too good looking. Meanwhile, the real reason is she skipped out on a check at a Chili's Tex-Mex. Which is why she was arrested. But you tell me. I mean, you guys obviously have the evidence now.
Huh.
She's all right. I mean, she's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. I'm going to say she skipped her check.
I'm not going to go with that you so dope they arrested
you. Definitely not.
Nah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.